Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. And you can give us a chance to show you all the goodies that we have there. There's a Facebook discussion group, a fantastic group, members helping members, our members exclusive podcast, access to our model portfolios and all the other money making ideas that we have in the newsletter every day. So we'd love to have you on board. All right, well, let's go as usual to the scores and the doors. And a pretty good day in the end, up 39.4 points, 0.51 of a percent, 7,819.6, closing back in on that all-time high. Of course, it is end of month, end of quarter as well, so that does help with a little bit of window dressing. But what really helped today, of course, was the CPI number. That is the monthly number, so let's not get too carried away, but it certainly was a step in the right direction. 3.4% in the 12 months to February was the number. 3.5% was the expectations. And the big gainers in terms of inflation were the insurance sector and breakfast, dairy and cereals, etc. And of course cigarettes, but that is government mandated, and a good thing that they're putting cigarettes up to whatever prices they are these days. So it was enough to kick the market, which was dithering around doing pretty much nothing before the CPI, and it just built from there. So a good all-round performance today. And as usual, it was those banks that were driving the things higher. CBA up 1.2%, ANZ up 0.7%, as were NAB. Westpac down 0.9 of a percent. They unveiled a cunning plan. So cunning it should go to University of Cunning in terms of their IT spend to play a bit of catch-up over the next few years as some of their legacy systems are really not up to scratch. Insurers doing well today. QBE up 1.2%. Suncorp up 2.2% as well. IAG doing well, 2.4% higher there on the back of those CPI numbers, showing 8.1% rise in insurance and financial services. GQG also doing well today, 2.7% higher. As we saw, the divergence between, say, GQG, which is getting funds in the door, and the likes of Platinum Asset Management, which revealed another cunning plan to cut costs, which means staff and bonuses, really. And also the fact that there was $1.4 billion of institutional funds that were leaving the building. And I'm going to imagine that there'll be more staff leaving the building as well. So not such good news for Platinum, which did fall quite hard today. They fell 21% on the back of that news. Looking across at the REITs, a little bit of a mixed session there, but there were a number that went ex-dividend. GMG weren't, up 0.7% of a percent. Industrials generally pretty solid. Brambles up 3.4%, Qantas up 1.1%, Wesfarmers up 0.7%, Woolies well and truly bouncing off that bottom, 1.9% higher, and Coles up 1.6%. Even Telstra managed a 0.5% rise. And we saw healthcare stocks also doing well. ResMed up 2%, CSL up 1.4%, and as I have written about recently in the newsletter, for the index to get to that 8,000 level, we need to see CSL back to $300, driving things higher. It's hard to see how the banks can continue to drive things higher. And at the moment, resources still very much under a cloud, and under a cloud they were today. BHP just managed a small gain of 0.1%, Rio down 0.4%, Fortescue unchanged, gold miners slightly better, but we have seen a bit of steadying of commodity prices in Asia today. Pilbara up 0.3%, but really and truly it's the banks that continue to do the heavy lifting, with the healthcare sector and now the industrials chipping in as well. Oil and gas, not much happening there. Santos was up 1.2%, and we did have Whitehaven Coal in the coal spots up 2.3%. In economic news today, we had Westpac with their cunning plan. We had APM, Human Services, in a trading halt now, as CVC, which did have due diligence exclusivity till today, has walked off into the sunset, taking their bat and ball and going home. Southern Cross, the chairman there, has retired. On the economic front, we had that CPI 3.4%. Asian markets strong. We had Japan up 1.1%, although, as usual, we have got falls in China. Hang Seng down 0.9 and China down 0.5%. All right, looking at the winners for Grinners today, let's run through those top stocks, their volumes, and any reasons why. But Wildcat, well, they certainly turned wild today. WC8, 4 million shares traded today, 11.1% higher. They have been under the cosh for a little while. We had Cooper Energy also doing well today. They've had a massive renaissance, up 10% on 11 million shares. We had SPR, which is not anything to do with the Romans. A change in substantial shareholder notice there for Spartan Resources. So I guess they are a little bit to do with the Romans, or maybe the Greeks. Up 5.9%, 4 million shares traded. Emerald Resources doing well, 5.4% higher, 2 million shares. Main Pharma also doing well, so about 5.4%. Only 200,000 shares traded there, though. In the naughty corner, well and truly on the naughty step today, was Platinum Asset Management. Doesn't seem to be platinum at all. It seems to be fool's gold, down 21.1%. That target of cutting costs out of the business and that loss of an institutional mandate, $1.4 billion worth. We did see BrainChip also under some pressure today, down 6.1%. They have that unique funding mechanism whereby a lender will give you money in exchange for shares, and then they sell the shares on the market. Down 6.1%, 9 million shares traded today. Maya, down 5.3% today. They were ex-dividend, but they weren't ex-dividend that much. 2 million shares traded. Lotus, not doing too well either. Down 3.8%, 3 million shares. And Weebit Nano, 3.5% easier on a million shares. So not much good news there. In terms of positive sectors today, well, it was banks, healthcare, insurers, gold miners, supermarchés. And in the negative sectors, we had tech, slightly negative. The all-tech index was down slightly, ever so slightly, down 0.1%. So nothing very exciting there today. As far as the ASX 200 highs and lows today, well, it closed on its high. Its low was its open. So we went from a low on the open to a high on the close. I'm sure that's telling me something if I only listened to the technical analysis people. 77.71.8 was where we opened. That was the low. 78.19.6 was where we closed, and that was the high. That does signal that maybe tomorrow we will have a good day heading into the end of quarter, end of month, and of course, fat and happy at Easter. As far as the big bank basket, $209.85, up 0.8%. The all-tech index down 0.1%. Gold, in Aussie dollar terms, just pretty darn good. $3,336 an ounce. Bitcoin, steady around 70,153. The 10-year yield, let's just have an update on that for you. Last I looked, it was around 4%, but the 10-year yield is currently 4%. That's the latest hot off the press there. Aussie dollar, better, well, pretty steady actually, 65.28. Nothing very exciting there. And we have got NASDAQ and Dow futures both showing strong gains. We've got NASDAQ futures up around 67 points and Dow futures up 150 points. Stocks in the market that we haven't mentioned. Sigma Pharmaceutical up 3.6%. Good volume there. Also V, not one that we normally talk about. Veeam doing very well today. Not huge volume, 10.5% higher. They presented today at a small and mid-cap conference. Bubs, there's a blast from the past. Punters back in that one, 17.2% higher, 14 million shares. Only 2.5 cents, but still 17% higher for Bubs. Opthea also doing well today, 4.2% higher. They're seeing good gains. And ALA, which is Arovella Therapeutics, they're presenting at an AACR annual meeting. That stock up 11.5% today. We had Maya ex-dividend And we have 29 metals, which is rapidly becoming 25 metals or even lower metals. They dropped another 10% today with that rain interrupting play at Capricorn. But we also saw downgrades from Macquarie there for 29M. Cat, well, they reversed all engines today. They had a please explain, Pauline Hanson from the ASX yesterday, and pulled the Sergeant Schultz out of the cap with a 7.3% decline today on the I know nothing excuse. Osteopor, speculative stock of the day today. If you were lucky enough to have Osteopor in your portfolio, you saw a 361.5% gain today, 5 million shares. Now, it opened at 8.4 cents. It had a high of 75.5 cents. Crazy. And it closed at 30 cents. I'm sure Hot Copper was all over that one today. As far as company announcements go in a little more detail, we did have that Westpac technological simplification update. Northern Star had some news out of the super pit. We had Platinum Asset Management targeting at least $25 million in annualized run rate savings. And Latin Resources up today with their FY NPAT. As far as economic and other headlines go today, well, the yen, 34-year low for the yen. And President Xi in China meeting with a group of US business executives in Beijing. Bilateral tensions continue to rise. The Australian government, is hopeful that the Chinese government is very close to lifting the tariffs on Australian wine. Although the Australia-China Business Council says the good old days are over. Mumbai is now the Asian capital with the most number of billionaires. There you go, Mumbai is bigger than any in China. Topping the 2024 global rich list for cities, New York City, which has 119 billionaires. London has 97 billionaires. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. We will be back again tomorrow to do it all again. And as I said earlier, if you've enjoyed this free podcast courtesy of Marcus Today, you can sign up to be a member of their wonderful community, marcustoday.com.au, and you can sign up on their website for a free trial. Thanks very much once again for listening.